Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It's Super Bowl weekend. Stock up. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies. Pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. You might as well stock up now, kick back, and watch Penn State wrestling tonight lead into the big weekend. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online, sunburymotors.com. Time now for our play-by-play calls of the day. The Nittany Lions, three straight wins by 10 points or better.
Ball one, far corner for three in the lead. Good. 64-63.
Time
Nittany
out.
Lions, timeout Iowa. Eight unanswered points by the Nittany Lions. To Ace. Ace down the lane. Yes! Basket counts and a foul. Ace, three on the way. Ring it up. 84-73. He's dealing cards tonight.
Penn State won it 89-79. Dick Girardi said last night before the game, he said, look, you have to get to 80 to win. You have to get to 80 to win. Penn State got 89 last night. Iowa never quite got there. They got the 79. And that's three wins in a row now at Northwestern. Sunday at 1, I'm beginning at 12:30. All right. A relatively quiet day today, right? Well, after all the big trades yesterday, I mean, the Sixers acquiring Wilt Chamberlain. No, I'm just kidding. The Sixers acquiring Buddy Hield. That's about it.
They traded away Jaden Springer. Who?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, sure.
While we were on break, it looks like Chip Kelly might be the offensive coordinator at Ohio State to replace Bill O'Brien.
How about that?
I think that kind of says the state about college coaching, that he'd rather go be the offensive coordinator than be the head man at UCLA.
But UCLA has been okay. There was a lot of talk before the USC game about Chip Kelly, that he was not going to make it, and then they beat USC, like, oh, okay, and then they got beat by Cal, really. Right, then there's the bowl game. So Chip has been on that edge with UCLA all year. So I'm wondering if he's like, you know what, the heck with this, I need a safe haven.
I did not realize that Ryan Day played quarterback for him, too.
He did, at New Hampshire.
Yeah.
At New Hampshire he did, yep. So that's, and again, when it comes to, he's listed as one of the candidates. But Bruce Feldman is saying that Chip is going to become the offensive coordinator at Ohio State, with Bill O'Brien going to Boston College. And Ben Bulch from the LA Times has confirmed that Kelly has informed UCLA he's leaving for that job. Well, Chip was going to be coming to Beaver Stadium either way, either as the head coach at UCLA or as the offensive coordinator at Ohio State. Either way, he's in Beaver Stadium.
Maybe that's why he didn't take the Seattle job. He wants to make sure he gets to Central Pennsylvania this fall.
But again, he has been... he was not fired at UCLA. And he has been actively looking for other jobs. He interviewed with the Seahawks 2 days ago.
And I think the Raiders a little bit before that, too.
Yes. So he's been looking for other jobs. And, you know, I mean, could he do a great job at Ohio State? Sure he could. I mean, you know, we all know he's has a reputation of being a good play caller. But the UCLA thing is weird. And the reason I say it's weird is that he's currently the head coach at UCLA. He has not lost his job there. That's what's strange about this. It is February. Now, UCLA fans are not enamored with Chip. But at this stage, UCLA is going to have a very difficult time getting a replacement. Why? Because it's February.
It's almost going to have to come from his staff, I bet.
And not only that, but the second he leaves, those UCLA players have 30 days. Now, how many homes are out there? That's a different question. But that entire UCLA roster is going to be up for grabs that people may want.
That goes for recruits too, right?
Yes, all of them. Okay? And what's interesting is that Chip Kelly, from what I understand and what I've read, so this is from 30,000 feet. I'm taking the opinions of others. That he's been the one pursuing jobs, and teams have not been knocking on his door to give him a job. Like, he's been pursuing them. He wants out. And that's going to be, I mean, I think you're right. I mean, if you're going to make, if you're Martin Jarmond, who's the athletic director at UCLA, you're right. They may have to go internal. And what's interesting is a great internal candidate already left to become the defensive coordinator at USC, and that's Danton Lynn, the former Penn State defensive back.
He actually just signed an extension within the last 8 months, too.
Who, Chip?
Yeah.
That was done for recruiting purposes. Wow. Those things are all done for recruiting purposes. In other words, you go out recruiting, and they go, hey, how long's your deal? Hey, I'm signed through 2029. Okay, great. Hey, I'd love to go to UCLA. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is a tremendous twist to see a guy go from being a head coach who has not been fired or resigned to suddenly out of nowhere becoming the offensive coordinator at another Big Ten school. Because, I mean, look, UCLA, at least at this hour, is still, quote, a Pac-12 school, but in football, the next time they play, they'll have a Big Ten logo in their jersey.
You could see it if it was to the NFL too, but it's, you know.
Right, yeah, I agree with it, Todd. I think you're right. You know, I could see that. I'm like, all right, NFL, what the heck? You know, he used to be there. Yeah. But, oof. Yeah. And of course, you'll have the usual. There'll be the usual fan bases and the big chips in the Big Ten. Like, oh, who cares?
Ryan Day is going to have a lot of say in the offense. Still going to have a lot of say in the offense.
I mean, it has to do with personnel, right, and so forth. I mean, if he were the greatest play caller in the face of the earth, the Eagles would have been in how many Super Bowls? Oh, and if he was the greatest play caller in the face of the earth, UCLA would have won the Pac-12 how many times?
At least once.
Yeah, that'd be nice if he did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like that's why I don't, you know, like people go, you don't get panicky about this. No, of course not. My goodness. Yeah. So what? You'll be calling plays for Ohio State. That's nice. Doesn't really faze me one way or the other.
Nor is it probably going to be much of a difference.
No. I mean, it'll be... Ryan Day's in an interesting spot. There are some people that will argue that Ryan Day, his best quality is that as a play caller. Okay? And there are some people that have called for him to continue to be the play caller. But part of the job today is if you're going to be the play caller, you have to dedicate a lot of time to being the play caller and the offensive coordinator at the same time. Okay? But the job of being a head coach today, and this is why you don't see many head coaches as play callers. Now, my guess is now Bill would probably call his own plays in Boston College. All right? Because I know how Bill operates. But when Bill was here, the environment was different. In today's environment, as the head coach, you literally have to be in touch with the entire roster. You have to be in touch with the possibility of the transfer portal. You have to be in touch with NIL. You've got to be in touch with re-recruiting your own roster, things like that. And all of that, which is a laundry list of daily work that's not just coaching, takes up so much of your time that it is very difficult to then be the play caller. If you're being the play caller and you're dedicating everything to the play sheet and getting that ready during the course of the week and so on and so forth, and you can't, and some people have said, well, he should hire a general manager. I've heard that. You know, he should hire a general manager so he can be the play caller. We're talking about Ryan Day. There's a huge difference between your general manager and the head coach in college. The head coach is the closer on all these players coming there. Every time. The position coaches are critical. You know, the campus and the engineering department, and it's all important. You know, the campus life is all important. In the end, the head coach is the closer. So now having somebody else in charge of the other personnel stuff, it's not the person who closed on you becoming a member of that program. That's why it's a very... So that's why I can completely understand why... he wants to get his own offensive coordinator. That's why he hired Bill O'Brien, and now looks like he may turn to Chip Kelly with Bill O'Brien going to Boston College.
It's kind of seems like the job these days is a combo of being a CEO, but you also have to be close enough to get a sense of the personalities in every position group as well.
All of it. Every day. I go back to the story I tell about the NCAA basketball tournament. It used to be that they would have the coaches convention in basketball, and all the basketball coaches would get there, and they'd get there, I don't know, on a Thursday night or whatever, and hey, Friday, and then Friday night, and Saturday, and then yeah, some would go to the game, so and a lot of would leave Sunday, and that would be it. You know what? Now they come in on Thursday or Friday, and by Thursday night or Friday night, they leave. Why? Because they feel they can't be away from campus more than 24 hours because they may be losing players. That's the way the atmosphere is today. And that's why it's tough, for example, for, back to Ryan Day, like being the play caller. Like, oh, yeah, anybody can, you know, if you're poo-pooing the idea of being the play caller while still being the head coach, and like, oh, it's easy, just compartmentalizing the whole thing. I will give you complete credit for absolutely having no idea how it works. So I'll give you all the credit in the world. You have no idea how it works.
I mean, there's 24 hours in a day, and I think if you do both, you'd like to squeeze it. They like to squeeze in something else besides football at least for an hour, I would assume.
Right. Like Jeff Hafley said, when he became the defensive coordinator with the Green Bay Packers, he said, look, I just want to coach ball. And, hey, can you blame him?
No.
With everything today, he said, look, I just want to coach football. Because when you're the head coach, you're not just coaching football. That's why I tell everybody all the time, James is absolutely the right guy at the right moment for Penn State. He gets all this. And what he does is tireless. I mean, when I saw him, he did the press conference for the bowl game, and then he did the quarterback club right after the press conference. James was exhausted. On the road. He was tired. Right? But he kept pushing, got a terrific recruiting class, the whole deal. You know, people, you know. And then he had to manage the bowl situation, and that wasn't easy to manage. So, all right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More in a moment. Great to have you with us today on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet. That's the sound of the suit slinking down the hallway.
I can't say anything. I tiptoe like that, too.
All right. Yeah, Chip Kelly didn't leave a positive impression in Philadelphia. It sounds like he is not leaving a positive impression in Los Angeles.
He does not break up well.
No. Well, even when he's there.
Well, that's true, too.
I'm talking about when he's there. When he's there, he kind of like, you know, has everybody like, Now, maybe as a coordinator, as a staff member, as opposed to the lead guy, maybe it's different. That I don't know. Don't know. But... so we'll see. I mean, it's amazing how the dominoes fall in a certain way. And for UCLA, the dominoes are going to fall in a certain way where they need to get a new head coach. And then they're going to have to re-recruit all these people. But it is a story worth looking at, because it sounds like it is a distinct possibility based on all the reporting.
I mean, it's going to be, like you said, it's going to be interesting to see what UCLA does out of this.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody joked this morning that they didn't want to say that the coaching carousel for college was over just quite yet. Like somebody had an inkling that something still might happen that in the next few weeks, and here it is.
Well, remember, he's been interviewing for other jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been interviewing for other jobs. He went and interviewed in Seattle. There was a lot of talk he was trying to get, you know, that evidently he interviewed with the Raiders. There was a lot of talk he was trying to get it. He did not get one, but he was trying to get a job with the Washington Commanders. Okay. But that is, I mean, so he's been pursuing other jobs. Now, if you're Martin Jarmond, you're probably at least semi-prepared of the possibility he might leave. And then what do you do? I mean, they just made a bunch of promotions there. I mean, they you know.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Brewers Outlet. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, Imports Domestics Microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. It is all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf and online at sunburymotors.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the king.
Hey, brother, how are you? Hey, Todd. Man.
Hello.
How's it going?
We're here.
Swifty Bowl.
Yeah, geez. Is that what we're calling it? Sounds like she's going to make it, so.
Oh, yeah, she's going to make it, no problem. She'll get there the night before. Because of the time difference, so
Guess
she's no problem for her to make it. It's what I heard. I don't know, but what do you guys think? Do you think she's good for football? This has been good for it, or no?
I have no problem with it. I don't. If anybody's a fan, they're a fan. It's not like stars haven't been fans forever of different sports. I'll never forget Frank Sinatra was hired by Look Magazine to take pictures of the Ali Frazier fight. I mean, what's the difference? No difference.
I agree. I think they said, I mean, they picked numbers, but she's generated like $315 million just her being there. Everything the woman touched, I couldn't tell you one song she sings. I don't know. But she's a very good person. She's very nice, and she doesn't ask for this attention. She doesn't even sit in the front. She sits in the back. She's kind of trying to hide because, you know, she has every right to be there. I think it's kind of cool that I think it's the first time in this girl's life that she can actually, like, be, like, kind of normal, you know, that she could root for somebody and jump up and down and clap. And meanwhile, she's in a stadium that she sold out twice by herself, you know. To bring in more attention. You hear how much the commercials are? $12 million a minute?
Oh yeah.
Good Lord.
The bottom line is, I think too much has been made of her because she's entitled to date whomever she wants. She's entitled to go to any game she wants.
Yep.
And she's not out there shooting up a flare saying, "Hey, I'm in this box right here."
Exactly. Right?
She says,
"I don't even know where the camera is when they put it on me."
I
watched her when she was on the field, you know, after they won, and the camera went on her, and she looked up, and she saw her face on the big screen, and she covered her face. She put her hands together and started clapping in front of her face, so she was like, come on, man, it's not about me, you know? I like it. It's like, because I like Hallmark movies, so there you go. It's a Hallmark story. That's pretty cool, I think, because they genuinely like each other a lot, so.
I mean, I don't
Mahomes
really
said she fits right in with the team that they're all happy with. So,
I mean, I don't think too much about any of it. It doesn't really matter to me. You know, I think it's great she wants to be there, be a fan. Other than that, I could really care less. That's, you know, and it's not, and that's me just showing respect to her, actually.
Well, one guy said he put a stopwatch on it, and he said all these people complaining about it, there's really like a grand total of like 18 minutes of football actually shown during the game, you know, actual plays and stuff that they're, and she was on the television screen for a total of 12 total seconds for the game. You know, they showed her and then went away, and the people went nuts over that for 12 seconds. So I think she's been, it's fun to watch the game. She's I think it's funny, you know. And everything this girl touches turns to gold. So I got Kansas City.
There you go.
I don't know. What do you guys think? I think the moment may be too big for Purdy. I keep saying that, but I don't know.
He still performs. The way Purdy plays, he has to be exact.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to tell in the first quarter, which will be the quarter I don't see.
Oh, you got a game?
Yeah, I'm in Chicago. I got to fly back.
Oh, that's right. You told me.
Yeah. You'll be able to see in the first quarter because the whole pass that will tell you whether he's really on is that one where they run it over the middle. And he has the ability to get that ball within 4 to 6 inches of somebody's hand going up and drop it in the bucket.
Yeah.
Right? If he's off and he's too high, problem could be picked off. If it's not right there, it could be deflected, which means it also could be picked off. But if he's exact with the first couple that he throws over the middle like that, that'll tell you, like, wow, San Francisco's got something cooking today because he's on. If he's a little bit off, then they're going to be a little bit off, and they're going to have some trouble.
My concern with the Niners is how, how easily, who did they beat to get there?
Detroit.
Yeah, how easily they ran up and down the field on them in the first half. It was like they just got the ball and just went right down the field. I was like, that's not a Super Bowl defense. You do that with Mahomes, that's just, you don't want to do that because he can control the game any way he wants to. He's that good. And I don't know. I think Kansas City is going to win.
Well, I think Pacheco's a key guy for them. For Kansas City.
I think he's
a key guy. They need to get, you know, if he's running the ball well enough, but Jack and I talked about Pacheco all the time when he played Penn State. We always thought he was the guy they had to stop. And look, if he's running well, now the play action game becomes a big, big part of this.
I think it's fascinating what they did with Travis Kelce. They kind of held him back the last few games of the year. And
yeah, but
again,
he was dropping, dropping the ball. So, I mean, really. I mean, he was averaging a couple drops a game. What hasn't he done in the postseason? He hasn't had a single drop. He's played really well.
Well, people were blaming her, but they got away from him. And they weren't even targeting him. And then the playoffs started, and boom, they were throwing the ball every other play. And it's kind of like a Diana Taurasi type of thing. Wait for the playoffs, and then I'll let it go, you know. But,
I'm not a big believer in that. I think you need to be playing the entire time. I'm not a big believer in you can turn it on. I've seen too many guys individually in my career that you'll watch them in practice and like they have the attitude of like in the game I'll just be able to go, and then in the game they end up playing the way they practiced.
Kelce's like, too good for that. Kelce's a smart football player. He's not the strongest guy out there. He's not a great blocker, but he puts himself in a position to, you know, to kicks and stuff. You know,
He's really good, but again, his problem this season, which was the same as Valdes-Scantling, the same as Watson, the same as Tony, too many drops. Now they get to the postseason, and Kelce hasn't dropped one. Valdes-Scantling hasn't dropped any. Watson hasn't dropped any. Rice, to his credit, has been good the entire time.
Yeah. Rice is the one who's opened them up, I think. That, you know, they can stretch the field with them, and that's... That was Penn State's problem this year. They couldn't stretch the field, you know.
Yeah.
Once the safeties and corners can keep everything in front of them, that really limits your offense. So, but
well, let's see, we got some prop bets to do, by the way. We'll have some fun with the prop. Oh, yeah. I mean, did you
and
have
then next week we can start doing trivia. I like trivia. Remember we did that? Used to do that?
Yeah, we did trivia. Todd, you'd be great at that. You bring the suit in. He's always entertaining on trivia. He just kind of makes his answers up.
Who went 21-21 at the College Bowl game?
Suit!
Everybody gets it right.
Oh, goodness gracious. All right, we'll back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, here we go. Let's get to it. Length of the national anthem in seconds. The number is 87.5 for Reba McEntire. Over or under?
Over.
Over.
Coin toss result, heads, tails.
Okay, hang on. I'm recording. I got heads.
Tails.
Game winner, Niners or Chiefs? Oh, the suit weighed in. The national anthem will be over. This is going to be... He's texting now. I mean, who bought him a phone? I mean, who bought him a phone? Okay. Let's see. Winner, 49ers, Chiefs.
Chiefs.
I got Chiefs.
Okay. Game total. Total points.
Who you got?
Chiefs.
47.5 total points. Over or under?
Ooh. Under.
I'm going under, too.
I'm going over. First offensive play of the game, run or a pass?
Pass.
Run.
Will there be a score in the first 6 minutes and 59 seconds?
Say it again?
Will there be a score in the first 6 minutes and 59 seconds?
Yes.
Yes.
Team to score first, Niners, Chiefs.
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 Okay, jersey number of first touchdown scorer, odd or even?
Even.
Which number? Oh, or add them together?
It's just like McCaffrey's 23, that's odd. All right, Pacheco's 10, that's even.
Oh, so you're talking about the last number.
I'm just talking about the jersey number. Yeah.
Yeah, so three is the two's even, three is odd.
Right, exactly. Yep.
I know, exactly. So what is it? So why is 23 odd? Because of the three?
Yes.
Okay. I got odd. I think Kelsey catches the first one.
There you go. First accepted penalty will be against the Niners or the Chiefs?
Against the Niners.
Chiefs.
The suit. How many times will they talk about Andy's mustache on the TV broadcast?
None.
Zero.
Non-issue.
I mean, honestly, I feel like we're out at Susquehanna Valley Country Club and somebody is still standing in the 16th bunker. All right. Will a team score in the final 2 minutes of the first half?
Maybe.
No, jeez. Suit says that's, two, by the way.
That's called a hedge.
I can't write all this down. 2 minutes of the first half. Yeah. Yes, someone will kick a field goal. The Niners will kick a field goal.
I'm going to go no.
Okay, we'll do this. How many times will they show Taylor Swift will use four as a barometer? More than four, less than four?
More than four.
Well, I'll go more.
Brock Purdy passing yards, over 248.5 or under?
Over.
Over.
Patrick Mahomes, 260.5, over or under?
Under.
Over.
George Kittle, receiving yards, 45.5, over, under?
Ooh.
Over.
Under. I can't write. Is someone writing them down? I can't keep up with all of them.
We're just having fun here.
Yeah, okay.
Total receiving yards, Travis Kelce, 70.5. Over, under.
Over.
Over.
Longest field goal in yards, 46.5. Over, under.
Over.
Over.
Yeah, games indoors.
Yeah.
Let's see. Team with longest successful field goal, Jake Moody of the Niners or Harrison Buckner for the Chiefs?
Buckner, Chiefs.
Buckner, yeah. Been there, done it.
Length of longest touchdown, over 44.5, under 44.5?
Under.
Under.
Total quarterback sacks, over 4.5, under 4.5?
Under.
Total turnovers, over 4.5, under 2.5.
Ooh.
Or excuse me, total turnovers, over 2.5, under 2.5.
Over 2.5. Yeah. Is that total for both teams?
Yeah,
or
both
one?
Teams. Both teams.
Yeah,
I'll be over.
Yeah. Let's see. Number of challenges initiated by the coaches, 1.5. 1.5 over, under.
Under.
Under. My Lord, you can bet on anything.
Will there be an extra missed extra point or two-point conversion, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Color of Gatorade bath, water, clear, or orange, or any other color?
Yellow.
I'm going orange.
Okay. Position of the Super Bowl MVP, quarterback or any other position?
Quarterback.
Quarterback.
Okay. Let's see. They have Taylor Swift prop bets, too. Okay. Will Usher perform a Taylor Swift song at halftime?
No.
No.
I won't be watching it, so I don't really care what he does. At that point, after getting home from Chicago, I'm going to put my feet up and have a sandwich.
What kind of sandwich will Steve have?
One that's edible.
Under one.
Actually, Steve just ordered a buffalo chicken salad from Firehouse in Chicago to bring back. So.
Yuck.
Oh, yuck. Come on.
Oh, I thought you said, is it hot? Or you said fire?
It's called Firehouse is the name of the restaurant.
Oh, I thought you meant a hot chicken sandwich.
No.
Like
no.
Spicy
no.
Hot.
No. No, it's the name of the restaurant.
Is it a good place?
I don't know. It was just given to me on a TeamWorks. Will Travis Kelce, this is the suits, by the way, just to let you know about where his mind is. Will Travis Kelce propose if they win?
No.
No.
I think he's going to propose at Watch Hill in Rhode Island this summer, July 4th. She has a big July 4th party. She has the biggest home in Watch Hill. It's gorgeous. It's right on the beach. And everyone can see it, but you can't get near it. You remember Musquamaket, right?
Sure. Oh, sure. No. Yep.
Yeah, well, Watch Hill's right next to it.
Yeah,
and from Musquamaket, you can see her mansion. It's just gorgeous. And she goes there like once a year, 4th of July.
And Musquamaket, it's a long beach. I mean, a lot of people go to that beach.
Yeah,
you can
walk by her mansion. You know, it just says gated. You can't get to it. I've seen it. It's absolutely beautiful. And I think he will propose to her there.
Now the suit has a gated residence as well, but the difference is we're the ones that put up the gate. He kept pounding on the gate all night. We finally let him out.
Poor Kevin. 21-21. We'll call him 3. 2-1 is 3. We'll call him 6. Right. 2-1 is 3 plus 3 is 6.
He's the only guy that thinks he correctly got 35 out of 42 bowl games, only to find out he was 21-21. Okay, no offense. That's a gigantic miss.
I can't wait for next year because he's going to be like on it, you know.
Oh, yeah. He's going to have, you name every, like, every next gen stat. It's going to take us actually three shows at 2 hours each to get through all the picks just because he has to go through every stat.
That is chair breaks. So.
Oh, the chair breaking. Oh, that was our play-by-play call of the day last Friday.